Praise be Jesus and Mary. Today's Gospel, our Lord says, whoever rejects me and does not accept my words, it will condemn him on the last day. And so it's really important that we are preparing ourselves for the last day, whether that be the last day, the final judgment, or whether it be our last day here on earth, and that we encounter that last day and not meet condemnation, right? But instead, salvation. And how do we do that? By accepting Jesus Christ, believing in him, accepting his words, and living by them. And that can be summed up, as our Lord says in another place in the Gospel, by love of God and love of neighbor, by worshiping God, by praying to God, and by coming to the help and meeting the needs of our neighbor. And that's what we see going on in today's first reading with the Acts of the Apostles, when these first Christians were doing just that. They were worshiping the Lord and fasting. They were fasting and praying. So they were loving God, and they were also loving their neighbor. We read that Barnabas and Saul completed their relief mission. That is, they went to Jerusalem to take care of the needs of the poor who were in that city. And so today's saint that we celebrate, Saint Ignatius of Lacony, had this same spirit, right, of love of God and love of neighbor. Today's entry in the Roman Martyrology says, May 11th at Cagliari in Sardinia, Saint Ignatius of Lacony, a religious brother of the Order of the Capuchin Friars Minor, who tirelessly went through the streets of the city and the lodgings of the harbor, begging for alms to relieve the miseries of the poor. It is said that Saint Ignatius worked 121 miracles during his life. Actually, these were miracles that were attested to in the official writings of his cause for canonization. So these are sworn testimonies. 121 miracles during his life, and many after his death, by those who were visiting his grave, who recognized him as a holy man and were coming to him and praying for their needs. And so this is what actually started his cause for canonization, was all the miracles that were taking place after his death. He died on May 11th, 1781, at Cagliari, at the age of 79 years old, and his body to this day remains incorrupt. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.